Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. We back live once again. I'm putting them on Blast Radio. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blastino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
You know what's up. How y'all doing?
It's all good. Tonight's call-in number is 347-633-9265. That's 347-633-9265. And everybody online is www.blogtalkradio.com/PutEmOnBlastRadio. That's P-U-T-E-M on Blast Radio. For our inquiries, our interviews, PutEmOnBlastRadio@gmail.com. P-U-T-E-M on Blast Radio at gmail.com. I'd like to thank Bipolar Naked. I'd like to thank Madman UNG Records. I'd like to thank Royal Blunts for sponsoring Put 'Em On Blast Radio. I'd like to thank West Coast Hip Hop Awards. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. I'd like to thank all the supporters, all the artists who've been calling in, everybody. And I want to put Smud, or not Smud, but Comcast on blast for having us on hold. That's why, you know, we've been having a little technical difficulties for the past so many days. You know, we've been trying to put it out there for y'all, but they've been, you know, we paid our bills and stuff, but, you know, it takes a minute for them to even post the shit, but it's all good, though, and it's all love. But on tonight's show, as y'all know, we got Madman special guest, you know, from UNG Records, you know, and tonight's the music industry discussion, and we just going to talk a little bit about what artists and actors do after they make it inside the industry. And you know how it goes. You know, it is what it is. And like I said, that's our topic for tonight. And I just want to thank everybody truly, truly, truly for tuning in. And it's all good. And we got Miss Kimmy Simone, who would love to speak to you guys.
I just want to say what's up. You feel me? So much love and so many responses have been coming back to me, and I've been talking to everybody the best that I can and being truthful. I just love everybody for even trying. You know, without God, we ain't nothing. Everybody knows that. And all the young entrepreneurs, which is the children, YFK and everybody else that's out there, God bless you. And make you go platinum. You understand me? And for all the listeners, we love you and we thank you so much. You don't have to just call in and be spoken in and listen to nothing. Just go on in and tune in like you've been doing. We like that. You know what I'm talking about? So I want you to also know that No Face is coming to Sacramento, California, December 22nd, for Kimmy Simone's birthday bash. So it's all good. Tune in.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all love. That's No Face. Shadow Man will soon be in Sacramento December 22nd, which is a Saturday. And that's at 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. in the morning. That's in West Sacramento. It costs $7 for tickets. It's $7 at the door. You can hit us up on Facebook, or you can just call us on the flyer number, and you can come purchase your tickets early in advance if you want, or you can get online and get your tickets. You know, you can get them anywhere. You know, just please come out and support No Face Shadow Man. Come out and support Miss Kimmy Simone. Come out and support the opening acts. You know, Lucci Lou, Jamie, V Kilo Capemail, Tony Rico Jr., DJ Chainsaw. You know, it's going to be all the way live. So I'm saying that's West Sacramento, West Capitol Ave at Rivers Edge Bar and Grill. And besides the show, everybody go out there and please support them and go out there and throw you some events out there, you know. Tell them, put them on Blast Radio, sent you. Ask for Natalia. See what I'm saying? It's all good. It's all love. But like I wanted to talk about tonight, like I said, until my special guest call in, is about what artists do after the industry, after they make it. Well, most artists, you know, a smart artist will sit there and, you know, use their money wisely and invest it back into themselves or back into the community, start businesses, start organizations, start different venues and events and functions, you know, to give back, throw barbecues, have food giveaways, you know, but it's free. So I'm saying have clothes drive for the people who can't afford it, who need help, or the single parents. So I'm saying use your money wisely. Everybody else, some of them get into acting like Ice Cube in them. They get into acting, all that. See what I'm saying? And it's all good and it's all love. But ain't nobody tricking. See what I'm saying? And that's the best thing that I feel like that you can do is use your money wisely, invest it in yourself, start businesses, and avoid all the middlemen. So I'm saying do it yourself. Avoid the middleman. You ain't got to sit there and have all these extra people, you know, dealing with your money, got a hand in the pot. Nah, you know, get in the industry, get in and get out. Don't get in and get greedy, because when you get in and get greedy, that's when stuff starts happening. And then things backfire. And when things backfire, you know, it's all bad. And that's not what you want. But it's still all good, though. See what I'm saying? So my suggestion is get in the industry, stack your paper, you know, learn something. Go to school, learn something, get smart, get some other things under your belt. If you don't want to go to school, get around some people that know how to do the things that you're trying to do in life and learn. See what I'm saying? Learn. Learn what you need to do and use that money, because money talks, bullshit walks. Because without money, you can't do nothing. But if you got money, you get anything in the world. You can go anywhere. You can get anybody's attention. You can damn near pay anybody off. So stack your money. Get into movies. You know, write a book. You know, like I said, open up a playground or something, a miracle amusement park. So I'm saying build a neighborhood. So I'm saying go buy a part of the city and rebuild the houses and move people in. So I'm saying go take all the homeless off the street. So I'm saying you got to do something the right way, you know, to give back. You can't just be greedy and be selfish. That's not what it's here for. And that's why I don't like rich people that's in the world that hold on to their money and don't do nothing with it. You own damn near 10 cars that you ain't even driving all like that, but you got family members that's struggling and need cars. Help them out. See what I'm saying? If you don't want to do that, go out to the public and give some cars away to the strange folks out there on the street. You know, help somebody out. Every single day when you wake up, if you don't do anything, if you waste your whole life away, no matter what you do within a 24-hour period, at least do one thing good for somebody. No matter if you're in an industry or not in the industry, do one good thing for somebody. But right now, you know, I got to get into a quick break. And this is Compton Minutes with Closer. And you heard it first on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station.
Yeah. Blow through this motherfucker way, baby. Had a remix sound for the gangsters, homie. Some real shit, you feel me? This ain't no Maybach music right here, though.
I'm getting high.
Yeah.
Closer to my dream.
It's the menace.
I'm getting high.
Yeah.
Higher. Feeling my dream.
Check. Selling crack to the crack fiends. I was just a goon, never thought about the rap thing. The fact is, I was only down for the team. It's Black Wall, and game got it cracking. Had me out of town, never thought I would imagine the things I'd have seen, cause it's red, red, flashing. Feeling the imagine, all my haters wanna blast them. Hip hop, my savior, so I do with a passion. The fact that I'm here is a blessing. So I put my life on the track to teach you a lesson. I've been around the world, so what the fuck is niggas saying to me? Stay sucker free and let the mic be the canopy. Hustle fit my family, just a man to me and lift it up. Cause any corner can hold a tragedy. Slap through the hood, now anybody flagging me. Before I got rich, wasn't nobody bagging me. Every day, look out the old me, homie.
I'm getting higher, higher.
On the block. block waiting for the motherfucking police or an enemy to hit the block. Rocking stages, homie.
Sometimes it feels like forever.
Now they did it all over the world, my nigga.
But I'm going high.
Yeah. It's the menace.
Yeah, we back live once again. I'll put him on blast radio. That was Compton Menace with his track called Closer. And right now, you know, we're trying to get Madman UNG Records up on the line, you know, but we having a little technical difficulties, but it's all good and it's all love. But we're going to keep it rolling and we're going to keep it moving. But like I said, you know, this music industry, you know, it's all about what you do after the industry. What do you do after you make it in the industry? What would you guys do after you make it in the industry? Would you just sit back and just stay in it and just waste your money, wait for somebody to sue you? See what I'm saying? Or would you get in and, like I said once before we got into Compton Menace, would you go into business for yourself? Would you help the homeless? How would you use your money wisely? What would you do after you made it in the industry? Okay, you made it doing music. Now what? Now what's your goal? Okay, you made it being an actor or an actress. Now, what's your goal? See what I'm saying? What is your biggest accomplishments? What are you trying to really reach inside this industry? So I'm saying? You got to have a game plan. You can't just come in the industry and just want to just have a mindset, okay, I'm going to do music and that's it and just make a whole bunch of money and then just live fat like all the other rappers. No. There's a lot of stuff that goes along with that, that comes along with that. See what I'm saying? It's all good and it's all love. But like I said, you know, we had a technical difficulty, but I'm going to bring Mr. Madman UNG Records onto the line. So it was good to put him on blast radio, Mr. Madman.
What up, put him on blast? It's your boy, Madman.
It's all good. It's all love. We thought we was going to miss you tonight, you know. But I was just trying to inform everybody out there, you know, about the industry. What would you do after the industry? How would you use your money? See what I'm saying? No matter if it's acting or doing music or whatever, you know, would you go out and help the homeless? Would you just sit there and sit on your money? Would you start businesses like most people should, buy a, you know, property? See what I'm saying? Get into real estate. What do you think about that, about artists is getting in the industry and what they do after the industry?
Well, definitely they got to keep their money moving because it won't last forever, you know, with all this stuff going up, you know what I mean? You got to do right, make the right moves with it. Can't be at the strip clubs every 5 minutes. That'll take your money fast. You know what I mean? You can't be messing with the wrong females and all that. You know what I mean? You got to retire off this money. The industry, we talk about music industry money, it moves fast now, you know what I'm saying? It comes fast. You know what I mean? So when artists get blessed with big amount of money, y'all, I believe that, you know, if you hit for $1 million and you owe child support or a whole bunch of people, you should automatically put like $850,000 in the bank. You know what I mean? $150,000, you can survive off of it. You can get house, car, businesses, help your family, all that. And you got money to make them go broke. But instead, a lot of artists, they'll go get $150,000 change, they homie change, brothers and cousins and stuff like that, cars, whips, houses, and then it's all gone, and they don't have a business, a little moms and pop store, or even a studio. They still got to go pay to lay a track at somebody's house or something. You know what I mean? Didn't even invest in a studio. So it is very important, you know, you got the music industry to invest correct. You know what I mean? If you're not gonna do that, at least get on your education and step up to the next game. Do some acting or something.
That's what's up. That's how I feel, you know. Get in there, write a book, do something, you know. Get in and get out is my motto. Get in and get out. Don't get in it and stay in it and wind up getting sued for all your money and wind up back at stage one broke. See what I'm saying? Don't get in it and have somebody kill you off because you in it too long. You know what I'm saying? That's doing too much. Get in it and use your money wisely. That's why I keep saying start businesses. Help somebody. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. There's 24 hours in a day. 24 hours in one day. No matter if you mess up your whole entire life, your whole entire day, you mess it off. No matter what you do, at least do one good thing for somebody in that 24-hour period before you go back to sleep. See what I'm saying? Make sure you do something to help somebody every day. Do something nice for somebody. See what I'm saying? Whether you use your money and spend your money on somebody or you just go out and do some kind of charity work. See what I'm saying? Do something. Because I know most people in the industry don't do charity work. They don't give back unless the record company forces them to go to a turkey drive where they got to give back to the people and, you know, help feed the people and certain things. But otherwise, on their own as individuals, I don't believe that they would really be out there doing all that. Because why? That money got them like, I'm better than you guys. I don't need to feed you guys. If you guys can't eat, oh well. You guys is less than your peasants. Should nobody even be thinking like that toward nobody? See what I'm saying? The whole key of getting into the music industry or in the entertainment period is to make money for your family so you can provide for your family so you can live a better life. Not to get in and be greedy and hold it over certain people's head and do people bad and use your money for evil. See what I'm saying? That's not what you're supposed to do. That's not what money's for. That's why money's the roots of all evil. No, damn all that. See what I'm saying? Use your money and do something nice. You got enough money to provide for your family. Get out the industry and go into business for yourself so you and your kids can have something of your own. There's no middleman nowhere. See what I'm saying? Your kids can work for you. It's a family company. They little, let them start off young. And when they get older, they take over the company and they keep it going like the Mexicans. They like the Mexican restaurants. So I'm saying? They start off with the grandparents running it. And then the little kids, they come in, grow up in there every day, them and their friends. The next another grandkids is running the restaurant after their grandparents then died off. And they're keeping it authentic because they're real with it. See what I'm saying? Just like music, you got to be real with it. You got to be authentic. You can't be fake with whatever you do in life. You can't be fake. You got to be authentic. If you ain't authentic, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth trying. But I don't know, man. It is what it is. You know, so I just say, everybody who's greedy out there, all you guys is put on blast, just like I put Comcast on blast for holding up our internet all this time. See what I'm saying? Knowing it was paid and everything, but they was holding it up, but it's still all good. See what I'm saying? So people in the industry who's greedy, who get in and stay in just to hold money over people's head and don't do nothing with your money, you guys is being put on blast tonight because you're fake. I don't like fake rappers. I don't like fake actors, all that. Don't be fake. Keep it real. Be who you are. Your true colors will come to light. Trust me, it will. Who you are will come to light. So everybody in the industry is not supposed to be there in the industry. Everybody that's in the industry right now, they're not supposed to be there. Most of them people in there is not supposed to be there. Some of them are. But the rest of them, no. They just there because they're taking up space. They was put there to throw a wrench into the game. They was put there to stall the game, to throw it off, to throw the industry for a loop to make it turn a different way and all these other mixed up ways like an octopus. See what I'm saying? That's what these other people in the industry is for. That's why when you get in the industry, you find real good artists, and then you got these ones, and you're like, why are you even here? What are you even here for? And then you find out, oh, I see why you're here. You're here to start a problem. You're here to try to rap like me, sound like me, and knock me off because you are nobody. Not saying you're a nobody, but you're just a nobody in this music industry, but somebody is placing you there because they want to knock me out the way for whatever personal reasons they got. Just like they go find another Lil Wayne, they go find another Tupac, another Biggie. You know what I'm saying? They look for artists to knock everybody off. Justin Bieber, he out there right now. They gonna find another Justin Bieber, knock him off before he can even get 25 years old.
Right.
See what I'm saying? They gonna knock him off. T.I.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? All these rappers. Yeah. See what I'm saying? And then another Usher, another Ginuwine, another, you know, whoever it may be, there's always somebody there to take over their spot. So it's kind of really messed up how the industry is, how they'll start you off first and then soak up all your ideas and your visions and then give it to somebody else who sound like you, but they just don't want to deal with you no more. They want to put somebody else in your place because they might be helping a friend or helping a family member or anybody. See what I'm saying? So they got to get this person in there, so they go and take your style and give it to the next person and then make you fall off. See what I'm saying? Push you out the way. Now everybody's biting on this new cat that's a different race, and everybody's like, man, that sound like T.I. That sound like Man Man. No, that ain't Man Man. That's Michael Johnson. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's Peter Duncan. See what I'm saying? Whatever it may be. See what I'm saying? It is what it is. But I don't know, man. This industry is really a headache. That's why I said the industry will eat people alive. It's not for everybody, you know, but if you can deal with it, then so be it. But just watch your grounds and play it right and don't get fooled and keep your eyes open. So I'm saying keep your eyes open. Get in and get out. Get in and get out. No matter what. Yeah, just like drug dealers. See what I'm saying? Get in and get out. Don't get in and become a big old, become a big old kingpin. See what I'm saying? No. Get in and get you however much money and get out. See what I'm saying? Just get enough to come up off of where you're comfortable. You don't need enough to be greedy. See what I'm saying? That's the thing about people in this money. You got money where you're comfortable. And then you got money where you're greedy. You got greedy money. You got comfortable money and you got greedy money. See what I'm saying? Comfortable money is some money you can have, so much money, and then you can come up off of and build and live and sacrifice or whatever and know how to manage your money. Greedy money is that money where you become into millions and billions and trillions and quadrillions and all that stuff. See what I'm saying? That's greedy money. That's doing too much. See what I'm saying? Don't know one human being on this planet need that much money, period. I don't care who you are, from Buffett to Jay-Z to Bill Gates to all of them. You don't need that much money. One individual does not need that much money in their lifetime. You can live off of, just say, $5 million. See what I'm saying? Off of $5 million, you'd be good. Come up off of that. But people feel like, no, I want to live in a big old house. You know, I want to live in a $100 million home or a $20 million home, and I want to drive all the latest cars that everybody in the rap videos got, all the new Bentleys and everything. I want that. For what?
Yeah, you want that $7.5 million for what?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. For what? Yeah, some of them cars look nice. Okay, they're expensive cars, but what is the whole principles of you wanting that vehicle or wanting so much money for that you can't even count or keep up with? See what I'm saying? Somebody, if you're a billionaire or even a multimillionaire, somebody can come and take so many hundreds of thousands from you or so many millions from you, you won't even miss it because you don't even know how much money you got because you got so many millions and it's so much money you can't even keep up with. That's why most people pay somebody to keep up with their money. See what I'm saying? And keep up with their books and stuff. And that person, and that person right there normally be burning the individual that don't know how much money he got. See what I'm saying? If you don't know how much money, if you don't know how much money you got, you don't need that much money.
That's
right. See what I'm saying? If you can't keep count of how much money you got, you don't need that much money. That's too much money for you. It's too much money for you to handle. If you gotta pay somebody to keep up with your stuff, that's too much money for you to handle. You don't need all that. That means take some of that, donate it. See what I'm saying? All these charities, you ain't gotta give it to the charities. Go straight to the hospital. Go straight to the kids' hospital. See what I'm saying? Go help all them cancer patients. Go help all them leukemia patients. Go help everybody out there. So I'm saying just go to one of those rallies where everybody be running and stuff, you know, for breast cancer. Walk up to one of them, pull up one day, get out, go to the host of the thing, be like, hey, madam or whoever, sir, can I talk on the microphone real quick? I got a surprise for everybody that everybody want to hear. And it's very important. See what I'm saying? And they're going to be like, okay, and you get the mic and get up there, say who you are, or you ain't even got to say who you are. Just come up there and say, I got a gift for the breast cancer or for whatever it is, the burn victims or the kids, you know, whatever it may be. See what I'm saying? Get up there and be like, you know what? I got three duffel bags right here, cash, legal, legit. Here goes $4-5 million, whatever it may be. Yeah. I'm at, you know, $2 million. See what I'm saying? Bam. This is for the breast cancer, such and such, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. You know, check it at the gate and jump back in your car and take off. And all they're going to do is be like, oh, my God, some dude, some rapper or somebody came through here and gave us this in front of everybody, and then he just disappeared. Oh, my God, it's a blessing. Yeah, you did something good. Because why? That's too much money for you to handle. So since it's too much money for you to handle, that extra bit of money, instead of giving it to somebody who going to waste it to some bad people, go give it to somebody who can use it. See what I'm saying? That's the whole principle. Yeah, that's the principle of everybody getting rich, is to help somebody. Not help yourself and be greedy and hold it over somebody's head. See what I'm saying? That's what the industry's about. So everybody's getting put on blast. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I get mad the more I get to talking about people. I can go on and on and on and on and on. But it's all right. I don't know. I think I'm just tired of rich people. You see what I'm saying?
I know it's about the people who got money, man. They hold it real tough, man, so they don't share too much. That's why they keep it. And then when they go around certain events, other rich folks make sure they keep their money in their pocket. Like, you ever go somewhere you ain't been in a long time, and you might want to buy yourself something to eat, and your people be like, no, your money's no good here. We got you. You know,
yeah.
Jay-Z, he got big money, but when he go into them doors, he don't even have to spend it, because Jay-Z's in the house. All bottles on us. You know, they popping bottles. The rich get to keep their money in their pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these people that got money don't even realize that they can give back without even spending their own money. Just because they got a name, they got organizations that have set up a team for them to do charity, where they would raise money to do certain things. They ain't even got to spend a penny of their own money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they can give back to the community like that. Or they use, or they, you know, or come up with an idea. Matter of fact, accomplish one of the ideas that they was trying to do before they got in the game. Because every artist has an idea of what they're going to do when they get in the game. And once they get in the game, they go a different direction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, if they stay on path, then they can accomplish some stuff real good. They can do albums, singles, collaborations, videos, awards, the whole nine, cash in, the royalty checks. Then when that's over with, and it's time to sit back and relax, pass the throne. Maybe to a son, a relative, or a co-worker who works just as hard. Because everybody got talent, you know what I'm saying? So they got to share what's going on to keep our movement going. You know, like earlier today, we were talking. You know what I'm saying? The industry is owned by some people in a higher place. They want us to say F-rap. They want us to say F-rap, man. Get rid of rap. But you don't hear them saying F-rap, though. We just saying, oh, man, hip-hop is dead, man. You know, we can't get no more money out of it no more. We can't get up there and get that money retired out of there. That ain't true. It's out there. You just got to keep on pushing and pushing and believing and don't stop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? So you can get that money. And when you do get that opportunity, do right with it. Because retiring is a hard thing to do in America if you don't never want to go to work no more, or if you just want to just like do some company like you were saying. You bust a little single, it grows $5 million, you walk away with $1 million out of the deal. With $1 million, you should be able to survive for the rest of your life, you know what I'm saying? If you know what you're doing, they give a minimum wage $1,000 a year. You know what I mean? In 10 years, that's $120,000. You know what I'm saying? That's it. You know what I mean? The average person don't even live to be 100. So you have to be 100 years old to get rid of that $1 million. You know what I mean?
And the average black man, the average black person don't even, it's not supposed to live past, what is it, 64 or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you be living all the way until 80s and 90s.
be honest with you, Watson, we spend big money. We shouldn't spend big money except on maybe traveling. You know what I mean? When you're traveling, now I understand you spend some money. You got to pay some bills. You know what I mean? You know, you got your house, your car. Besides that, all that other stuff is materialism, and we don't really need to spend no big money on that. Females want to get their hair done, spending $800, $2,000 pair of shoes, go to the female artist, clock, 3,000 pair of shoes, you know what I'm saying? Goodness gracious. 365 dresses, one dress for each day of the year, you know. Brothers doing it too. Air Foot Locker, you know what I mean? Go to their house, go to the closet.
Got all the Jordans.
You know what I'm saying? I don't got no beef with Jordan, but, you know, I put him on blast, though, you know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan, he a brother and all that. But Michael Jordan, man, he don't really support the community, not that I've seen. His shoes cost $150 on up, you know what I'm saying? The average black person don't got $150 to give no Jordans. They want to be fresh. They come down.
Man, them Jordans ain't even all like that. I don't care, and I know most of the world is probably thinking the same way. And everybody else, I'm a Jordan fan, too. Grew up on Jordan, loved the Bulls. Scottie Pippen, the whole squad, you know what I'm saying? But those shoes, like I said, I know a lot of people agree, those shoes are not worth $150 to $300, $400, $600. They're not worth all that like that. So I don't even know why they're being sold like that, especially the Jordan shoes that he got all his Jordans all blended up in one. He got them all blended up in one on one shoe. You can see all the different years of the shoe that he made, but they're all in one shoe. See what I'm saying? It's just, to me, all the designs are the same. He's not changing them. They're all the same, just like Grand Hill shoes. It's just shaped just a little bit different. If the line is on the top, make sure the line is on the bottom. The year after that, the line is in the middle. But they're all the same.
I'm kind of disappointed because, you know what I'm saying, it put people in situations, you know what I'm saying, because $150 for a pair of shoes in today's time, that's three, you can pay three bills with $150. You pay your phone bill, your light bill, your gas bill.
They shouldn't even be selling products like that anyway when you know you got a lot of fans that love you guys. We understand that, but that don't mean go and overcharge the fans for your product, for your merchandise. We understand you're trying to get rich, but don't get filthy rich off the fans. Is that enough? They come into all the basketball games, spending all that money just to get in there, and then on top of that, for the drinks and the food, parking and all that, the basketball jerseys and all that, and then you guys got shoes and clothes, you know what I'm saying? And everybody's keeping up with it, but all you guys can do is raise the price higher and higher, knowing most of these people cannot afford it. But if they were so loyal to their fans, like the fans are loyal to them, to me, I would think that they would lower the prices on that where that everybody can afford it. That's why I love Kamora Lee. See what I'm saying? I love Kamora Lee, and I give her respect because her shoes and her clothing line, she has her shoes, Fabuloso.com, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, she designs shoes for women. See what I'm saying? And every shoe is different. They're custom made, but it's only $40. See what I'm saying? No more than that. It's $40, free delivery, free everything, no tax, no nothing. Every female can afford a pair of shoes for damn near $40, and it's designed the way you want it designed. And everybody ain't got the same shoe because it's custom made the way you want it and it fits for your foot. See what I'm saying? That's why I respect her, because she makes her stuff where people can afford it. Some of the other artists and movie stars, they do the same thing too. J-Lo and them, some of them, they got some that's kind of low. You can go to Macy's, JCPenney, certain stores, and buy some perfume, colognes, and get it kind of cheap, reasonable, that we can afford. But the rest of them, they doing too much. You guys are already
still free. If you're going to sell them for $150, at least bless the community once a year. Come through, man, and do something, man, because Jordan's
If they don't do it like that, they should just sit there and target at the rich people. If you're going to, like Jordan, if you're going to sell shoes for $150, $300, target at the rich folks. Target at the middle class and the rich people. Don't even promote your shoes. Don't even sell shoes where people, where the poor people are, where they
in the urban areas,
you know, they can't afford it. See what I'm saying? Let them, let it be, you know, let it be something, you know, strange to them, like they don't even know about it. So when they look up and they go out of state somewhere and they be like, oh, what is those? Oh, these are the new Jordans. These 2015. And you go like, 2015? I ain't heard of that. Yeah, because why? They don't promote it in the poor area, which is what they should do. See what I'm saying? Promote your product where people can afford it. Don't promote your product where people cannot afford your product that, because all they're doing is teasing them, and that makes certain people that poor who can't afford it got to go out and rob and steal because they want it so bad, they'll do anything just to get your product. And then wind up in jail by it, and all you doing as the person who's selling the product is sitting back laughing like, thanks for the money, but oh well, you going to jail, not me. See what I'm saying? When you get out, you go steal again, give me some more money. You'll be going back
and
to jail.
Parents in positions too, like a dad, married man with four boys, and they all want Jordans. Then you got to go spend $500 on four pairs of Jordans.
Yeah, then they looking at you like, Dad, you can't get us the shoes. Oh man, that's messed up, man. I can't get nothing.
Kids at school gonna be ragging on us and everything, man. Oh, they talking about us. We got on regular night.
See what I'm saying? But if you got a good parent and you got good kids, then you both will have an understanding. The parent will have an understanding with the child, like, you know, I understand how you feel, the other kids is like that, you know, but when I get some money, then maybe I can treat you to something, but the kid got to understand, okay, you can't get everything that you see. See what I'm saying? That ain't what life is about. You cannot get everything you want. It's not like that. So I'm saying? Even rich people that's filthy rich can't get everything they want. See what I'm saying? And they rich. They rich. So as people who have less than, they need to come up off that cloud nine and stop following after people and become their own leader and stop sitting up trying to keep up with the Joneses when they need to keep up with themselves. See what I'm saying? That's keep up with themselves, not the Joneses. The Joneses is going to lead you into a brick wall and then with stress. So you need not to do that. See what I'm saying? So just if you're going to get in the industry, get in and get out. So I'm saying, mix and mingle with a couple of people, not too many people. And when you do music with everybody, just because you do music with people don't mean you got to hang out with people. So I'm saying, it's okay to go on ahead and do music and keep up with them, call them off and on, you know how you doing, get in the studio, record. But as far as hanging out street-wise, most people you get caught up doing living somebody else's life. You might not even be like that. But you go hang out with another group of rappers in their neighborhood, and you're trying to be cool with them. Next you know, they get in shootouts, wind up in jail. You're going to jail right along with them. You're sitting back like, man, messing around with these cats, now I'm in jail. Messing around with Jeezy, I didn't got life. I didn't call it dope case. See what I'm saying? It's just little stuff. I'm not saying, young Jeezy, you know, when you hear me, Jeezy, I ain't saying that you're going to catch a case messing with you, but I'm just saying as an example, so I'm saying you, when you around big-time people, you don't never know what that person be into. See what I'm saying? Because that person never lets everybody know their business. You just find out when the bullets get to flying or the police run up or some bad stuff happened. Now you know why you never hung out with these artists. See what I'm saying? And you always see why other artists don't hang out with these artists because of their lifestyle. Because why? They got in and they stayed in. They got greedy. They didn't get in and get out. So their life in the industry is the industry. They can't deep in it, they can't pull out. It is what it is.
That's my point right there, man. You know, when you think about it, man, you know, back up just a little bit. Like Michael Jordan, he played ball, right? And then when he got done playing ball, when he retired, his shoe probably came out before he retired. But as he retired, you know, he went into his clothing line industry or whatever. And that goes back on earlier in the conversation when you were saying, what are people going to do when they get out of the game? That's a good example for folks. Michael Jordan, he played ball, won his championships. When he got out, he went into the shoe line, clothing line, and that's how he's getting his money. But like earlier in the conversation when you said you need some comfortable money, you ain't got to have the greedy money, you know what I'm saying? The $150 to $200, that's greedy money. You know what I mean? $75 is comfortable money, you know? So That's
what I tell people. I'm not greedy. I'd rather take a meal ticket than to take $10 million because I can come up off a meal ticket. A person with $10 million, I guarantee you, a person who got $10 million cannot come up faster than me off of a meal, off a meal ticket. See what I'm saying? And I'll get more respect off of having my $1 million against his $10 million because my $1 million will pass up his $10 million because whatever he going to buy with that $10 million, he going to spend the whole $10 million. See, me, I'm only spending part of that meal, and I'm going to get the same, I'm going to make that same 10 that he already got and still got some more money. See what I'm saying? But I'm going to use my money
right.
And invest it where I know my money going to come back, which is in things that this world can use, which is housing, you know, housing, houses, you know, apartments, duplexes. Everybody needs a roof over their head. Get into the clothing line. Everybody needs clothes on their back. So I'm saying, get into making bath soap. Everybody loves to smell clean. You got to wash yourself. Get into toilet paper. Come out with your own toilet paper. Everybody got to wipe their ass. Get some towels. Get into the towel business. Everybody needs a towel to dry off. Get into the umbrella. See what I'm saying? Make your own umbrellas. When it rains, you need an umbrella to cover up. See what I'm saying? You need to get into the car business like Snoop Dogg. See what I'm saying? Snoop got into the automobile. That's why he got his own Snoop DeVille. See what I'm saying? Literally, his own Snoop DeVille car. See what I'm saying? People need to get their own stuff. Jay-Z, same thing. He got his own HP computer. See what I'm saying? People need to get into stuff. Everybody's on a computer. See what I'm saying? Get into video games. Go get your name on a PS3. Come out with your own video game system. You know what I'm saying? You got to make more money. Like I said, if you're not business-minded and you're not a real entrepreneur, you're not going to make no money. You're going to be broke always. You're going to come up and fall, come up and fall, come up and fall, and wonder how come every time you get money in your hand, it's always gone. It's always gone. It's always gone. Because why? Entrepreneur, you're not business-minded, and you're not playing the game right. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to invest and do what you're supposed to do. But it's all good, though. But
pay attention, go to school.
What'd you say?
I said they need to pay attention and go to school. Stay in school and then learn what this music industry is about. You know what I'm saying? Study and focus on the music industry, basketball, football industry, us as urban color folks, whatever you want to call this, you know what I'm saying? The minorities in America, you know what I mean? Our millionaire avenues is acting, rapping, and singing and dancing, you know that. You know what I mean? At least study the business. So if you're going to be illiterate, at least learn how to always find the next artist to keep putting that artist up. You know what I mean? So you can get some money
up.
Going, you know?
That's what's up. And right now, man, I'd like to thank you for calling in and tuning in. And much love to everybody for listening, all the supporters, everybody out there. I'd like to thank my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. Much love. You know, everybody be safe. Stop the violence. We need to come together as one. We need to unite. We need unity. We all need to support our local artists, no matter where you are on this planet. Support your local artists. And please go out and support Madman UNG Records, CryKey.com. Go out and support. Put them on blastradio@gmail.com. On Facebook, go out and support Crazy Mo, Miss Kimmy Simone, and please hit us up if you want tickets to the December 22nd show at River City, at River Edge Bar and Grill in West Sacramento at the Kimmy Simone B-Day Bash, starring No Face, Shadow Man, and DJ Chainsaw, Kilo Capanel, Lucci Lou, Jay Meezy, you know, Tony Rico Jr. It's a lot of lineups. It's all good and it's all love. And like I said, until next time, much love. Be safe. And I salute you, man. Until next time, we are out.
One.